We're going to jump into a little bit of local soccer now. The Joondalup City Football Club, they've started their season really well. They're sitting at 3-0 at the moment, and their coach, Guy McDonald, joins me on the line to chat all about it. Hello, Guy.
How are you, mate?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Great to have you on the program. A pretty good start to the year for you guys, sitting at 3-0 at the top of the table. Obviously, a long way to go, but the ideal start, no doubt.
Yeah, I can't complain. If you would have told me you got 3 wins from the first 3 games, I would have bit your arm off. So, yeah, can't complain. But, yeah, we're just fully focused on the next one and, yeah, winning the next game and try and get 4 in a row. That's it.
How you feel that the pre-season's gone and the lead-up, and I guess how you finished off last season as well, heading into this season?
Pre-season was good, so I obviously come in. It's my first year this year as head coach, so they didn't have a very successful year last year, so we had to clean it up a bit and bring in, you know, a lot of new players to freshen it all up, some experienced players as well, and then, yeah, got stuck into pre-season and always worked really hard. You know, bring the fitness levels up. We were lucky enough to play against some teams from the division above, which made the game super competitive and really set the standards and the stall out and how hard we have to work as a team. So yeah, the night series was a good exercise for that, and yeah, it's put us in good stead for the start of the season.
You mentioned it's your first year at Joondalup City. How did it come about, the opportunity to coach there, and are you enjoying your time so far?
Yeah, I got contacted by the club. I'd let it known that I was looking for a job in and around the north of the river. Lucky enough to get the opportunity, got the interview, and the club took me on. So far, yeah. A good experience, and I'm really enjoying it. It's a good club up there, great junior setup, so I'm looking forward to helping them boost senior setup to expose how good the junior setup actually is, and keep building with the club from there.
You mentioned the start of the year, 3-0, a really good start. Who have been some of the key players that have been influential, I guess, in implementing what you've trained on the field, and then some guys with their leadership as well?
Yeah, I know it's always hard to pick individuals out with a good start that we've had, but we've got a good core senior group of players. So you've got your captain, Liam Peacock, Joel Legend, and Brad McDonald, who have really drove them standards on and bought into what the coaching staff is trying to get across to the players. And then we've got some real talented young players in and around that, like Mason Gallagher, Eddie Wilcox, Jaden Rounds, that have a lot of energy and talent as well, and quality on the ball, which has put it in good stead. So we've got a really good mix of experienced and young players that, you know, it's all coming together so far, so good. So, yeah, going real well.
Is there good competitiveness of for spots from the reserves guys trying to break into that top team?
Yeah, I'd say we're probably pretty much covered with two players for every position, so that training's competitive. Tuesday, Thursday, boys know, you know, if they miss training sessions or they miss a whole week of training, they're possibly not going to play on the weekend. So that comes through to the game as well. You've got to be a, you know, 7 out of 10 at least to, you know, cement your spot for next week. It's also hard to change a winning side. So at the moment, yeah, it's real competitive. The boys know that. You can see it in training. There's also a good spirit in and around that as well.
And then this week you'll be taking on Canning City, a good opportunity to hopefully get another win on the board. Looking forward to getting stuck into this one.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a bit of an unknown at this stage of the season, the first round of the season. We haven't played Canning yet. I've heard good things about them. They've beaten one of the best teams in the league that I think, East Perth. So I'm expecting a real competitive game. We won't be taking it lightly at all. We'll be ready to go.
Looking forward to it. That one's at Iluka Sports Complex. It'll be 11 a.m. kickoff for the 18s, 1 o'clock for the reserves, and 3 o'clock for the first team. Should be a great contest. Hopefully a win for you boys, and hopefully a successful rest of the season. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, mate.